graduate school in my first Hebrew class, Dr. Bailey, after he began by saying, look around yourself and you'll notice that there will only be about half as many of you at the end of the first semester as there are right now. And after he'd said that and got us all afraid, he then said, we're going to start learning Hebrew right off the bat, and we're going to do this same prayer at the beginning of every class. He said, we're going to learn a Hebrew word that you already know, and we're going to learn it in the form of a song. And every class will begin this way. He said it will begin in a round song. So, he took half the class, and he taught us part of it, and he took the other half, and he taught us the other part. So, this half of the sanctuary, including the choir, will do the first part. And you know the song, and you know the Hebrew word. The song is, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. You know that song? Can you all do that with me? And do y'all know what your part is? Praise ye the Lord. Okay? All right. So, let's go. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. 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 Praise ye the Lord. We did that every single day in Hebrew class to begin our study. Hallelujah means praise. Yah is the short form for God's name, meaning Lord, Yah, Yahweh. Adonai is how it would often be pronounced, but when it's put together with hallelujah, it was permissible to say Yah, hallelujah. And it is that word, hallelujah, hallelujah. We hear it all the time when somebody hears something, they either say praise God or they say it in Hebrew, hallelujah. You know, when I ask for an amen and I get one, and I say, give me an amen. Amen. Or sometimes someone will go, hallelujah. Or somebody will go, praise the Lord. When you say praise the Lord and hallelujah, you're saying the same thing. One in Hebrew, or as my Hebrew professor said, God's language, and the other in English. Hallelujah. And that's what we have here in our reading today from the Psalms. It could be translated thusly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah from the heavens. Hallelujah in the heights. Hallelujah, all God's angels. Hallelujah, all God's hosts. Hallelujah, sun and moon. Hallelujah, all you shining stars. Hallelujah, you highest heavens and you waters above the heavens. And so forth. The proclamation of hallelujah is a praise, and it literally means praise Yahweh, praise the Lord. It is a proclamation of thanksgiving and glorification, a proclamation of praise to the Creator. And that's what we have in the Psalms today, a proclamation of praise to the Creator. And we notice no one is left out of this proclamation. It begins from the largest aspect of creation, the highest, if you want to call it that, I would say the outermost ring of creation, heaven and the angels. Heaven and the angels, the hosts of heaven, the highest heaven, are called to proclaim praise to God. Hallelujah, they are called to proclaim. Praise Him, sun and moon, moving in a step from the outermost circle into the celestial heights. The sun, the moon, the stars, the planets, nebula, galaxies. They are all called to proclaim praise for God. In Hebrew theology, in the theology of the people of Israel, you have an innovation that was unheard of amongst the peoples of the ancient Near East and the Greco-Roman world. The idea that the universe, the stars, the planets, are not gods, not lesser deities, but instead things that Yahweh has created, things that the Creator has fashioned, creations, not gods or beings, but creations, things. Here it says, they have been fashioned by God. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for God commanded and they were created. God established them forever and ever. God fixed their bounds, which cannot be passed. God created the universe, all that you see. They are not other gods. They are not deities of a kind. In certain religions of the ancient Near East, the earth and the stars and the heavens and the sun are gods or elements of other beings. The great bull of heaven, in other words, Mot and Tiamat in some ancient religions. Not for Hebrew people. The universe has been created, fashioned by God, and follows rules for its existence. Indeed, in ancient Hebrew philosophy and theology, we find the kernel root for scientific thinking, looking at the universe as something that is made or fashioned, but something that follows rules and is not capricious or deities. So we have the highest heaven, the host of heaven, the angels are called to praise God, then the creation itself, the stars, the planets, the celestial things that you see in the sky are called to praise God because God has created them. But it doesn't stop there. Praise the Lord from the earth, you sea monsters and all deeps. Now, when I was a young kid, I really liked that. Because when I was a kid, my favorite monster was Godzilla. Godzilla was powerful. He was big. And when I was growing up, the Godzilla that was popular was not the mean Godzilla that went stomping through Tokyo, destroying it to pieces, because that's what Godzilla likes to do. No, it was the Godzilla who would go and fight other monsters and destroy them so that you could then save Tokyo. Yeah, we'd get into a fight in the middle of downtown and wipe out part of it. But Godzilla was trying to save people. And he could blow fire out of his mouth. And I really liked that Godzilla. I didn't like the mean one. So when I read this and I would hear this, the first thing that comes into my mind is Godzilla. All right? Praise the Lord from the earth, you sea monsters and all deeps. Fire and hail, snow and frost, stormy wind fulfilling God's command. The world and the strangenesses within the world, the unknowns within the world, the sea monsters and all deeps. For the Hebrew people, the deeps of the sea were frightening, filled with sea monsters, and you stayed away from them. Even the unknown and frightening things, and the wind and the rain and the snowy gale are all to praise God, praise the Lord. Mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, mountains and plants are called to praise the Lord. Wild animals and all cattle. The word hayim, beasties, creatures that are wild, but also cattle, tamed animals. And included in the cattle bit would be things like, for us, things like dogs and cats. Yeah. The animals that are our close companions, for them it would be sheep and cows and goats. We'd have others in our list. Creeping things and flying birds. A friend of mine said I just needed to see 8-legged freaks, I think the movie was. Scared the dickens out of me until I realized it was actually a comedy. I don't like creeping things, especially spideys. No thank you. Kings of the earth. It's gone now to people. It goes now to people. Kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the earth, young men and women alike, old and young together. Who's missing? No one. Everybody is called to praise the Creator, Yahweh, the Lord. The whole creation is called to praise the Lord. Why? Let them praise the name of the Lord, for His name alone is exalted. His glory is above earth and heaven. That's the first part of the reason why. God's name, Yahweh. I've used the image before. I'll use it again. One good image for the meaning of Yahweh is to turn on a water hose. Turn on the water. Let the water flow through a hose. And once it's going really strong, reach out and pinch off the hose. And you start to feel that pressure build up behind the pinch point. That pressure, that desire to get out, that strong pushing is the essence of the meaning of Yahweh. The I am, or I will be known, or you're not going to get away from me showing myself to you, ism here. If you hold that water down long enough, eventually you're going to lose strength and it's going to come gushing out in a great big spurt of water. You can't pinch off God. You can't close off God. God will be known. And nothing you can do can close off God revealing God's self, which is what God did in Jesus of Nazareth. Pinch off that water hose. You feel that build up behind your hand. That force of desire to get out and be known is the essence of God's very name. Since God is desirous of being known, we glorify and exalt God. We glorify and exalt God's name. We proclaim God, the God who is, and lets God's self be known. God has raised up, here's the other half of the reason. God has raised up a horn for His people. In the Bible, in the Old Testament especially, a horn is a powerful instrument. On animals, it serves as self-defense and as offense. It's used to defend and to attack. It is a symbol of great strength, of great power. What this is saying is that God has given strength to God's people. Praise for all His faithful, for the people of Israel who are close to God. Hallelujah. God gives strength to us. That's the proclamation and the meaning here of raising up a horn for the people, for Israel, for the people of God. God is the God who is known to us, and God raises strength for God's people. We are standing on the precipice, on the very edge of the end of 2008 and the beginning of 2009. We're standing on the very edge of the beginning of the new year. Now, I don't know about you, my brothers and sisters, but I'm very thankful that 2008's coming to an end, aren't you? It was an icky year. I'm sorry, it was a crappy year. At the beginning of 2008, I encouraged us to make the proclamation looking forward in faith and with hope. I encouraged us to proclaim forward-looking, but stated in the past tense, we made it through 2008. It seemed kind of strange to make that proclamation on the first Sunday of the year, but we were making it in faith that God would be with us through the good times and the bad, through the happy times and the sad times, through the joyous times and the icky times. And God has been with us through thick and thin, through good and bad. God has been here. We may not have been able to feel God's presence, see God's presence, but by faith we could proclaim God was with us. We were not facing it all alone. We were facing it with God. That's the meaning of proclaiming looking forward. We made it through 2008, proclaiming that from January of the year. Looking back in December on the last Sunday of 2008, it's easy to say we made it through 2008. Because guess what? In just a few days we will have. What will be a challenge to us is next Sunday, when we remember our baptismal vows and then proclaim, looking forward yet again, but stating it in the past tense, looking forward and saying, we made it through 2009. Everywhere we go next year, everything we do, we will do with God. Everything we face, every difficult meeting, court date, every difficult encounter within our families and at work, every pain, every fear, every hardship, everything we do and face in 2009, we face not alone. We will face with God. As we faced 2008 with God, so also we will face 2009 with God. That's what this psalm is proclaiming. God has raised up a horn for God's people, a point of strength, an instrument of strength, the presence of Christ in our lives, the presence of God. It's what the story of the incarnation and birth of Jesus is all about. The coming of God to be with us. Emmanuel, God with us, the with us God. We face this world. We face 2008. We will face 2009 with the with us God. It was a hard year. Through loss and pain. Through fear of the unknown. But we faced every moment, the healthy ones, the ill ones, the times of gain and the times of personal loss. We faced it with the with us God, with the horn of God's people, the strength of God's presence in our lives. Let us move out of this year with faith and into 2009 with faith, trusting that no matter where we are, no matter where we go, we are and go with God. Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh. Praise the Lord. God is with us. Commit 2009 to God. Commit the future to God, because you can't do anything about it except enter into it with God. Commit it to God. Commit this year, because it's now past, to God. And you can't do anything about it. It's past. And instead, move on with God and proclaim with me, hallelujah. Praise be to God.
You have been listening to a sermon by Dr. Gregory Neal, Senior Pastor of St. Stephen United Methodist Church and Rector of Grace Incarnate Ministries. Copyright 2008 by Dr. Gregory S. Neal. All rights reserved. For more information or to listen to other sermons by Dr. Neal, visit us on the web at www.revneal.org. That's www.revneal.org. You are also invited to visit us in person at St. Stephen United Methodist Church, 2520 Oates Drive, Mesquite, Texas, 75150. This program was produced by Dr. Greg Neal.